The story behind the song. Frederick Nichols Crouch had enjoyed during his boyhood and youth in England the flattering success which inevitably comes to a musical prodigy. But later, the press of his economic situation put an end to all this, and Crouch became a salesman traveling out of London for a mercantile house. It was in 1840 that, riding along the road which skirted the winding shores of the Tamar River, he was reading the current issue of a popular magazine.
This poem is intriguing, to say the least. I wonder who wrote it. See, this is Julia Crawford.
Oh, driver.
Yes, sir?
Stop for a moment, will you?
Water, sir.
Whoa, well then, there, whoa.
Something wrong, Governor?
Yes. What? Oh, no, it's all right. I just want to read something here for a moment. I'll let you get started presently.
Right you are.
Why, that's beautiful. Gorgeous. That poem needs a melody. And what an enticing melody it could have, too. Perhaps I could do it. I wonder. I think I'll try it.
All right, driver. You may drive on.
Right, Governor. Get up, Belle. Go on with you, girl. Go on. Get up there. Go on, girl. Get up.
Upon arriving in Plymouth, the melody for the newfound word was firmly implanted in young Crouch's mind, and he set to immediately to sketch it out. When the rough draft was finished, he visited a friend, a Mrs. Rowe, wife of a music publisher and a rather severe music critic. When Crouch had finished singing the new song...
Red, that's lovely. Where did you get the words?
Found them in this magazine. Do you really like it?
Like it? Why, I love it. Perfectly beautiful. You must sing it tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow evening? Oh, for Mr. Rowe, you mean? He might publish it, you think?
Certainly not for Mr. Rowe. That is, not for him alone.
What do you mean?
Mr. Rowe is managing a concert tomorrow evening, and you're going to sing your new ballad.
Oh no. Please, Mrs. Rowe, nothing of the kind. I can't. Why, it's been so long.
I won't hear any more objections. You must, Frederick, for me.
No, please. Anything else. You may have someone else sing it if you like, but please, not I.
We shall see. We shall see.
The next morning, in Crouch's hotel room...
Oh, morning, Della.
Good morning to you, Mr. Crouch. I brought you toast and tea and marmalade.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And all best wishes for a great success to you too, sir.
Now, whatever in the world are you talking about, Della?
Oh, now you're twitting me, Mr. Crouch.
Oh, come, Della. What is it?
You mean to say you don't really know, sir?
I haven't the remotest idea what you're talking about.
Oh, come with me then, sir, to the window. Come along, I'll show you. Now, wait till I pull the drapery.
What?
Now, look across the street on that placard. And a very large one, too, it is.
What in the world? F. Nichols Crouch,
from London will sing at P.E. Rowe's concert, Kathleen of Warneen, for one night only. Oh. Oh, my.
Well, what's ailing you, sir? You ain't sick, are you?
Sick? No, Della. But I wish I were.
And now it's you that's puzzling me, Mr. Crouch. At what are you laughing?
At all men, Della. At all men, and in particular one Frederick Crouch, for imagining for one moment that he could outwit a member of your sect.
That evening, of course, Crouch sang Kathleen Mavourneen for the first time in public, meeting with a tremendously enthusiastic response. And a new song was on its way into the hearts of all who were to hear it. But the tide of success which had rushed into the life of Frederick Crouch with such vigor slowly turned and waned. Then, seeking new fortunes in a new world, he journeyed in 1849 to America with his young wife to find here, too, his ambitions thwarted by adversity. But the year was 1849, and great things were going on in another part of the United States. It was the day the news reached the East Coast that Crouch rushed into his wife's room.
Darling, what do you think has happened?
Why, I don't know, dear. What is it?
They've discovered gold.
Gold? Where?
In California. A place called Sutter's Mill, I hear. Everybody's talking about it, and everyone's trying to go to California. They say gold nuggets are lying about on the ground like pebbles.
Well, Fred, and you want to go to California. Is that it?
Yes. Oh, I do so want to go, darling. I really believe it's our last hope.
Then go, Fred. Go, by all means.
Go? Oh, but you must come with me.
No, Fred, dear. I could never travel that distance. But you go on. Go to California and find your fortune. Our fortune, Fred.
No. No, I shan't do that. I'll remain here with you, my sweet. I should have known better than to suggest such a rash plan. We'll do all right here. We'll find our fortune here. Why, with all the people leaving the East for California, things will be much easier. Much easier.
But things were not easier. Mrs. Crouch passed away. And with her death, Frederick Crouch moved to Washington, D.C. to find a position as choir master in a small church. From there, friends guided him into a better situation in Richmond, Virginia. And then, when the Civil War broke out, Crouch, English-born but full of the fervor for his adopted land, joined the Confederate Army at the age of 52. At the close of the war, Frederick Nichols Crouch, his health shattered, old beyond his 57 years, returned home to find his modest residence, his books, his manuscripts, burned to ashes. As he stood there watching the smoldering ruins of his hopes for another new start, a young man approached him and stood beside him, silent for a moment or two, then...
Ah, it was quite a fire, that.
Yes. Yes, it was.
I wonder who the people were it belonged to.
Oh, why, to me.
Oh, what a sorry I am that I spoke that way. My name is Roach, James Roach.
How do you do? My name is Frederick Crouch.
Frederick Crouch. Now that name... Frederick Crouch. What? You're the man who wrote the music of Kathleen Mavourneen.
Yes, yes, I am.
Oh, Mr. Crouch. 'Tis so happy I am to see you. Faith, and I've sung that song all my life, I have. My mother taught it to me in Kilkenny. Oh, I've loved it. All the years I've been in America, it's meant home to me. Home.
Well, you make me very happy.
If you'll pardon the boldness of me, what is it you'll be doing now that your home is gone?
Doing? Why, well, I don't know, my boy. I really don't know. Since the war, I was rather badly mauled. Since the war, I've been doing a little gardening at Buckingham Courthouse and a little farm work. I had thought of teaching music again, but now, well, I don't know. I haven't a piano, and I haven't music, and I haven't even a home.
Well, I hope you'll pardon me again, but you have money?
Oh, yes, yes, a little.
And 'tis bolder still I'll become by suggesting a hotel for you, where you'll be able to stop until you're settled.
Of course.
'Tis the Mason House.
Oh, yes, I know it. Well, thank you for making the suggestion.
Mr. Crouch, may I see you again soon?
Well, most certainly, my boy. Of course. Oh,
thank you, sir. And it will be soon, believe me. Father Crouch.
Oh, good afternoon, Jim.
Well, here they are. The papers all signed, sealed, and delivered.
Well, well, well. And so, Jim, I've adopted you as a son.
Ara, no, no, Father Crouch. Faith, it is I who've adopted you. You and your beautiful song.
Kathleen was born in the grave.